This is Radio Superior 1938, a reproduction of actual news events with authentic popular music from 1938. This is a true story of our past. So step back with us to another time and hear radio as it may have sounded in 1938. We bring you now to the KUWS radio studios at the Superior State Teachers College and the Martin and McKenna Show.
It's 6 o'clock, and this is radio station KUWS in Superior, Wisconsin, the voice from the head of the lakes. Jack McKenna speaking. It's Monday, October 31st, 1938. Happy Halloween. We have news from Lou Martin, who is in to tell us that the Martians are not invading us after all. There was quite a scare last night around the country. Rapid Ray Paulson has come out of hiding from his basement and is in with the sporting news. And we talked to the guy who sits atop the Lenawee Ranger Tower in Bayfield County, perhaps the state's most isolated spot. First, it's the S.Y. Joseph's 6 o'clock news. S.Y. Joseph's has served our area for 30 years, but because of the unfortunate circumstances of our times, it is going out of business. The trustee's sale is 9:30 tomorrow morning with prices more than 50% off. Good evening, Lou.
Good evening, Jack, and our good listeners. A horrible fantasy of war on the United States by spacemen from Mars brought near panic last night. People who were not listening to Charlie McCarthy's rival radio program last night found themselves victims of a radio play. In the double-quick tempo of newscasters, the fiction of this Columbia Broadcasting program became so realistic that hysteria spread across the United States and Canada. A woman in Pittsburgh tried to commit suicide, saying she'd rather die that way than at the hands of the Martians. Apartment buildings in New York emptied as frantic listeners spread the word to their fellow tenants. A power outage in the small town of Concrete, Washington, caused people there to believe the attack had spread to the West Coast, causing women to faint and men to take their families to the mountains. Switchboards in police stations and newspapers were swamped by people wanting to know more, many of them weeping. When it became apparent that there wasn't a Martian in sight, the hysteria quickly ended, but it left people feeling frightened and duped. KUWS radio newsman Mike Simonson has more.
It turns out the broadcast was an Americanization of H.G. Wells' classic War of the Worlds, dramatized by Broadway prodigy Orson Welles in his Mercury Theater. CBS is quick to point out that they announced four different times during the hour-long program that this was not a true story and only radio theater. This comforting reiteration apparently escaped many of those who tuned in or joined the program in progress, for it failed to prevent a hysteria not known since the World War. The program started with the announcement that this broadcast was fiction, and then began in usual style with announcements and a few bars of music. Suddenly, an announcer broke in with, "We interrupt this dance music to bring you a special bulletin." At 20 minutes before 8, Professor Farrell of the Mount Jennings Observatory in Chicago reports several explosions of incandescent gas occurring at regular intervals of the planet Mars. Thus began the buildup that led to Martians landing in New Jersey and a death heat ray killing people. Orson Welles, just 23 years old, released a statement expressing deep regret that anyone was upset. Quoting Mr. Welles, "We can only suppose the nature of radio, which is often heard in fragments, led to this misunderstanding. We've known all along, Lou, that radio news is serious business."
Indeed. Thank you, Mike Simonson. Demands for an investigation began immediately. United States Senator Clyde Herring of Iowa planned to introduce legislation to prevent such abuse over the radio. Senator Herring is also asking for an investigation by the Federal Communications Commission.
Now I know why the neighbor lady was running down the street in her bathrobe last night.
We do have other news tonight. President Roosevelt met with railroad officials in the White House today. Mr. Roosevelt called the meeting in hopes of avoiding a strike by more than 1 million railroad workers. Industry executives then announced that they would meet in 2 weeks in Chicago to decide whether or not to withdraw their demands that rail workers take a 15% pay cut. Rail workers in Superior, Duluth, and across the country have already voted to strike rather than take the pay cut. FDR promised a federal railroad reconstruction program in next year's budget if the rail executives pull back on the pay cut. German Führer Adolf Hitler has offered France a gentleman's agreement not to resort to war in the next 10 or 25 years. The French foreign minister says this is a prelude to a four-power negotiation for general appeasement in Europe. Violence marked a German meeting in Milwaukee yesterday. The German-American Citizens Alliance was picketed by more than 2,000 members of the American League of Peace and Democracy. Fighting broke out when an unscheduled speaker tried to address the hall with the words, "Fellow workers." Republican nominee for Congress John Schaefer called the League for Peace and Democracy a tool of the Communist Party. But the League accuses the German-American Alliance of plotting to join the Nazi-sponsored German-American Volksbund. 24 people were arrested. KUWS Radio News Time is 6:06. Jack McKenna has a word from our sponsor.
You know, Blue, it's hard to know if fact or fiction is weirder these days. Well, let's talk about a trustee sale now at S.Y. Joseph's Company. Sad to say, it's going out of business, but you win because they have so many beautiful coats and dresses and pajamas, for example, at half the price that they've been. The sale opens Tuesday at 9:30 a.m. Here, for example, are some of the bargains. $350 ladies' Hudson Seal coats, genuine Hollander, dye, choice selected skins, new models, plain or trimmed styles. Just $125. Here's a bargain. $335 ladies' raccoon coats on sale for $135. Dark, heavy furred skins. Beautiful, beautiful. How about these northern seal coats, ladies? $119? Forget it. They're now $65. And some pajamas. It isn't all just coats, ladies. How about these lounging robes and pajamas? $2 to $8.50. Here's some ladies' dresses, formerly sold at $15 to $29. Now $6.50 to $12.50. I could go on and on, but we don't have the time to do that. But you take the time to go to the trustee sale at S.Y. Joseph's Company. Where is it? At 1423 Tower Avenue. Go get them, gals.
Douglas County Sheriff Art Sedin admits that boys will be boys, kids must have their fun, and we were all young once. But he says that he'll not put up with any tomfoolery for Halloween tonight. Sheriff Sedin says that all of his deputies will be out on patrol tonight and ask everyone to have fun without property damage or violence. Superior has lost one of its finest citizens. Dr. Richard C. Smith passed away at his home. The 52-year-old doctor is widely known for his care of patients, having practiced in Superior for 23 years. Dr. Smith did his postgraduate work in Vienna and London in 1913 and 1914, returning to Vienna in the year of 1923. His associates are Dr. Elmer Myers and Thomas Doyle. He's survived by his widow, Mina, three sons, Richard, Charles, and Donald Smith. Well, a milestone today at City Hall. 5 years of using script instead of money will come to an end today. City Treasurer George Ostrom says today is the last time that Superior will use the notes instead of money. Mr. Ostrom says that money from a loan will cover next month's payroll. He says that more than $100,000 in city scrip is in circulation. This special to us from the town of Russell in Bayfield County. County progressives held a party rally at the Carver School last Thursday. Bayfield County Progressive Party Chairman Russell Romilly says that proceeds from the luncheon will go to the Carver School Literary Society. And Jack, the Lakeshore School in Ashland will have a game room. It's open tomorrow. WPA recreation leader Harold Dahlgren says that kids from all over Ashland are welcome. The game room will include marbles, checkers, dominoes, pin games, miniature bowling, pickup sticks, and others.
I always liked pin the tail on the donkey.
That can be fun, Jack.
Well, especially if you make it a race. Blindfold everyone except one kid. Give everyone a tail with a pin and let them go.
I believe that's the most fiendish idea that I've ever heard. What kind of parties did you go to as a kid?
And bobbing for apples. Have three or four kids bob at once.
This explains a lot about you as an adult, you know, Jack.
Well, kids today do it one at a time. Talk about wimpy. And that's Lou Martin with the 6 o'clock news, folks. You'll want to get out your galoshes for the ghouls and goblins tonight. The forecast is for rain turning to snow tonight and tomorrow. Oh, good. With a moderate fresh northeasterly wind. Today's high was 55 degrees. Not bad. But tonight's low will be 33 and maybe just lower 40s tomorrow. Now on with the music for all of our listeners in costume and those who don't even need a costume to be scary. Here's Ben Pollock and his orchestra with Benny Goodman at the age of 18 on the clarinet. Glenn Miller trombone, I think he was a little older than 18, from December 1927, Waiting for Katie. Listening enjoyment, friends, that was the music of Ben Pollock in 1927, and I repeat, the clarinet was that of Benny Goodman at the age of 18, on station KUWS. And it's time for news from the sporting world with Rapid Ray Paulson. Hiya, Ray.
I heard that remark you made about me hiding in the basement because of that War of the Worlds thing. Well, I was flipping back and forth between Charlie McCarthy and the Mercury Theater. So I missed those announcements. But I tell you what, it sounded real.
Yeah, if you believe in Martians.
Oh, don't be so smug, Jack. Someone might just sneak up behind you tonight and scare the dickens out of you.
Not if he's a Martian.
Big news in the world of sports. Let's get to that. Sunday's National Pro Football League game between the Green Bay Packers and Cleveland Rams was a big victory for the Bay 11. The Packers ended the Rams' three-game winning streak in front of the largest crowd ever to watch a pro football game in Cleveland. 18,483 fans turned out for yesterday's big matchup. The Packers scored all four touchdowns on passes, with three of them by former Alabama great Don Hutson, and the fourth by all-league fullback Clark Hinkle. Here at home, the superior Central Vikings threatened to win one at the Wade Athletic Center in front of a couple of thousand fans. A superb pass from Eddie Jones to Frank Dinda put the Conleymen in the lead with the hopes that Central would win its first game on this, the last game of the season. Alas, sporting fans, it was not to be. The old Abes of Eau Claire took the contest 20-7. Ashland's Northland College wrapped up a solid season, beating Eveleth Junior College 28-6, finishing the season 4-2. And all eyes are on Pimlico's mile and three quarters manicured turf tomorrow. The big showdown between Seabiscuit and War Admiral starts at 2:50. 4-year-old War Admiral will be in his 24th race in 3 years of competition. Only once has Admiral, the son of Man of War, finished out of the money. The 5-year-old Seabiscuit has run 83 races, with the Biscuit winning 31, putting $331,000 in owner Charles Howard's pocket. Tomorrow's winner will collect $15,000. Well, that's the news from the sporting world. This is Rapid Ray. How do you do that, Jack? Paulson, reminding you that everyone loves a good sport.
Elegant, elegant. The best. Thanks, Ray. The best sportscaster on earth.
Now on with the music this Halloween of 1938. Let's enjoy the Yacht Club Boys. The super special picture of the year, 1934. Again, Benny Goodman on clarinet on station KUWS.
Attention, please, attention, we just came back from the coast. We brought a big director who was California's toast. He came from Germany and Mr. Zucker brought him fame. He went to Hollywood and revolutionized the game. He's the king of all directors, would you like to meet him now?
Mr. Lubitsch!
Mr. Lubitsch!
Mr. Lubitsch, take a bow!
I'm gonna make a picture that will be a big surprise.
We are his press agents and we're here to advertise.
Boy, sharpen up your pencil, star to Ballyhoo today.
To describe a Lubitsch picture, this is what we have to say. It's colossal, tremendous, gigantic, stupendous, the super special picture of the year.
Marvelous.
It's amazing, titanic, terrific, dynamic. It has a thrill, a throb, a laugh, a tear.
Beautiful.
Why, it'll cost $1 million. It'll take a year to do.
I use Gobble, Gable, Max, Chevalier, Guna, Guna, too.
It's colossal, tremendous, gigantic, stupendous, the super special picture of the year. Now, every Lubitsch picture is a classic of the screen.
I'll show you how I make them. Let's pretend this is a scene.
Everybody on the set, Herr Lubitsch has begun.
Lights, action, camera, we are shooting number one. Am I ready?
Yes!
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 Yes! Yes. I am ready.
Mr. Lubitsch is a genius, he's a wow.
I've run 1,000 airplanes to crack up in the sky. To begin to shoot the picture as the pilots fall and die.
If you kill 1,000 pilots, Mr. Zucker will get sore.
The heck with him, I'm Lubitsch. Kill me 80 pilots more.
Can you do it?
Yes, yes. Don't yes me.
Yes!
I can do it.
Mr. Lubitsch is a genius, he's a wow.
Did you get me 20 bedrooms and 1,000 yards of linen?
Yes.
You got me 90 horses and a lot of gorgeous women.
Yes.
Are you ready for the fade? Now then, we are blowing up the house.
I don't think that you can start, sir, because we have no Mickey Mouse.
No Mickey Mouse.
No Mickey Mouse.
No Mickey Mouse. The scene is out.
It's colossal, tremendous, gigantic, stupendous, the super special picture of the year. It's amazing, titanic, terrific, dynamic. It has a thrill, a throb, a laugh, a tear.
Why, he's using six fat women, though they're homely, he don't mind.
They don't hold the grass or belt from front, but golly, from behind.
It's colossal, tremendous, gigantic, stupendous, the super special picture of the year.
The upbeat sounds of the Yacht Club boys and Benny Goodman on clarinet again on the Martin and McKenna Show on station KUWS.
Let's welcome Louis Rosensky of Washburn to our studio. He's a man charged with looking for fires in the Moqua district of the Shawamigan National Forest.
Hey, if he's here, who's watching the forest?
I kind of figured you for some smarty aleck. This job's no joking around. You got a fire started in them pines on the sand barrens of that big peninsula. Well, I don't have to tell you.
Mr. Rosensky is off duty for the winter, Jack.
We got 3 inches of snow the other day. No danger of fire anymore, so the wife and me packed up and headed for Washburn for the duration.
Mr. Rosensky mans the Luiney Tower, 18 miles northwest of Washburn. They say it's the most isolated spot in the state.
I don't mean to correct you there, but that's, I pronounce that Leanawee. It's after a little gal I knew named Lena. And I helped build that Leanawee Tower. Been doing this ranger tower duty for 7 years, since 31. Yeah, the old tower is getting rickety, swayed back and forth in the windy days. We built this new tower 2 years ago. Now it only sways in one direction. It's interesting here now. You two listen up. Look at me. Okay. It's a little higher, 100 feet from the ground with a zigzag stairway to the top. Get me? Zigzag. Back and forth. Up. Yeah, the old tower had a straight up and down ladder. That took some getting used to. My calves, they look like Popeyes.
My goodness, Martians wouldn't scare me. But climbing one of those towers, hoo-hoo, my knees would sound like woodpeckers tapping on oak trees.
Now, Mr. McKenna, you better be careful making fun of spacemen. At night, you see things out there. I mean, for my tower, I can see clear across Lake Superior to two harbors in Duluth, and down to Cable and Grandview. Sometimes them nighttime lights move, then you get to wondering.
Did you listen to last night's War of the Worlds broadcast?
No, don't tell a soul now. I ain't allowed to have a radio or even a newspaper up in that tower. They figure I'll be distracted from looking for fires, but, last night I had my trusty Zenith up there, I tell you. I was believing the Martians were coming. I held her down to the missus, but I figured we were in one spot those spacemen wouldn't find us. Well, we could lie low there for months while they destroy the world.
So, all in all, pretty dull work, if it wasn't for the spacemen.
Well, it's 11. Now, did you know there are... Now, look at me. There are 55,000 needles on most pine trees.
I'm looking...
And about 30,000 on the young pines. Yeah.
Interesting. So what keeps you busy in the winter, besides what I'm sure is a demanding social calendar?
Well, if there's a night watchman job available, I'd take that.
Thank you, Mr. Louis Rosensky of the Leanawee Tower in Bayfield County.
That's right. My jaw hurts. I can't remember the last time I talked this much. Yo.
On with the music, friends. Here's Abe Lyman and his orchestra and Twilight Time.
Hey.
On the Martin and McKenna Show on station KUWS.
I know the Polish version of that. I'll sing along with it.
The fine music of Abe Lyman, Twilight Time, on station KUWS. Hey, friends, take some advice from this bachelor. In spite of what Lou says about my selection of wardrobe, I believe in being neat as a pin. So I've been asked to say a word or two for the bachelor service by Independent Cleaners.
Independent Cleaners has you as their spokesman?
Rumpfcalf. The good folks at Independent Cleaners will not only clean your clothes, but they'll sew on that loose button.
In your case, buttons, and in many, many missing buttons.
They'll mend a sock, sew up those tears, keeping all of us busy bachelors perfectly groomed at all times.
They've never met you face to face, have they?
That's the bachelor service at Independent Cleaners, folks, for that perfectly groomed Gary Cooper-like
That's
look.
It. I'm going to go and find Harriet.
Tell them Dapper Jack sent you. I'm ignoring Lou, you notice. Independent Dry Cleaners, 1314 Tower Avenue. Ask your operator for 430. On with the music, good listeners. Here's Sidney Bechet and his New Orleans Feet Warmers on the Martin and McKenna Show on station KUWS. Tonight. Enjoyed that one, didn't we? That was Sidney Bechet and his New Orleans Feet Warmers, and I do mean hot toes, on station KUWS. Hey, Lou, what's going on tonight? I thought I'd dress up as Gary Cooper, you know, with a big cowboy hat. But now I'm thinking about green.
Green?
Well, yeah, make myself all green and go as a man from Mars.
You'd look like a big pea. Anyway, Harriet is in with tonight's events. Happy Halloween, Harriet.
Trick or treat, Lewis and Jack. those tricksters who overturn garbage cans, soap windows, remove front gates, and ring those doorbells and run, will be missing out on all the fun tonight. To combat this instinct in our boys, the police and schools are sponsoring big parties around the city. You can hobnob with the goblins and still have good, clean fun, kids. Scavenger hunts will start at the Franklin, Cooper, Carpenter, Blaine, and Howe schools. And this is so exciting! First prize is an Argus miniature camera. Second place is a brownie camera. Otherwise, boys, there's lots of fun things to do for us kids too old to go trick-or-treating. The Young Progressives Club is holding a big dance tonight at the Vasa Temple. Marshall Johnson's orchestra will play, and they'll have free noisemakers and favors.
The big event is the Superior Firefighters Annual Ball at Superior State Teachers College. Music by Bill Johnson's Old Time Orchestra. It's a dollar to get in, but it's for a good cause.
We definitely should go. Those big firefighters deserve our support. But maybe we could sneak out early and go to the curling club.
Harriet's got a point, you know. They're having a masquerade skating party tonight.
They have a reward for the best costume, too. And that green pea idea isn't bad, Jack. Maybe we could use a flashlight as a Martian death ray. Lou could go as that handsome Orson Welles. And I'll go as that hysterical citizen running for the hills. Oh, heavens! The Martians are coming! Run for your lives!
Very good. Theme costumes, eh?
I just want to repeat quickly and assure all our listeners that the Martians are not coming. I repeat, no Martians are coming.
Lou Martian? That's all the time we have tonight, good listeners. But we'll be back, as a warning. Same time, same place on your radio dial. The good Lord willing and the Martian death rays don't get us. For Lou Martin and hysterical Harriet. Oh boy, this is Jack McKenna speaking, and good night.
You've been listening to Radio Superior 1938, a weekly production by KUWS Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio. Radio Superior is produced and written by Mike Simonson. Harriet Farig is played by Jennifer Simonson. Other performances by Don Hansen. All events reported on Radio Superior 1938 are actual accounts from the editions of the Superior Evening Telegram. Join us next week at this time for more Radio Superior. This is your announcer, Dan Culhane, speaking. Good night.